It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. On Tuesday, the Allegheny County Government Reform Commission released its final report. And all week, 90.5 WESA's Mark Neutbar has been exploring different aspects of the recommendations. He joins us now in studio. Good day, Mark.
Good day. Thanks for having me.
So help us understand the scope of this commission.
Well, first of all, the commission is part of the Home Rule Charter, where it says this 9-member commission must come together 5 years after the Home Rule Charter was originally adopted, and then every 10 years after that. We are now on the 15th year, so that's why we have this first decennial review. 23 recommendations came out of their work this year on various aspects of county government, and implementing them comes with kind of various options as well.
Let's dig into the report. The story we ran today looked at the recommendations that are focused on the way the county council operates and how the members are paid. So what's in there?
Well, first of all, a little bit of background. When the county was first formed, it was decided that they would receive, this is right there in the charter, a $9,000 stipend and as much as $3,000 in expenses. Now, that is a stipend, not a salary, so you have to show up for the meetings to get that, but pretty much everybody gets the full $9,000. Now, the idea here with the recommendation that came out from this commission is to combine those two amounts into just one salary, and that salary has not changed. Those pay amounts have not changed over the 15 years, so the idea is to combine them and then link it to 10% of whatever the county executive is making. Now, immediately, they're also calling for the county executive's pay to be raised. It was set at $90,000 when the charter was first passed 15 years ago. Now they're saying we should make his pay just a little bit more than $117,000. Now, the way they came up with that number, Paul, is there is in the Home Rule Charter a provision that says you cannot increase the salary of the executive any faster than the average rate of increase for the average county union contract, if that makes sense.
We say that one more time.
Right. So if you look at all of the county union, all of the union contracts that the county has, mm-hmm. and you figure out what is the average pay increase, the executive cannot receive a pay increase any faster than that percentage. So when you look over the last 15 years, it would be able to increase to about $117,000. Now, the next recommendation that came out of this commission is to make regular increases so that they don't have to do this every 15 years and have such a big bump. And they're saying, let's tag this to something. Let's tag this to the first recommendation is tagging it to a percentage of what the Pennsylvania governor makes. Now, I will just say as an aside, the Pennsylvania governor makes $188,000
right now. That was going to be my next question. What is it,
$188,000? So you can figure out whatever that percentage would be to get from 188 to 117. More interestingly, though, the Pennsylvania governor, as of 2014, which is the last statistics we can find, is the highest paid governor in all of the country. So that's something to keep in mind. Now, if the county council and the county executive don't like that idea, the commission also put forward the idea of linking the county executive's pay to pay increases to whatever the district attorney is getting. His salary or her salary, it happens to be a guy right now, is set by the courts. So that is something that kind of takes it out of the hands of just the council and voting for their own pay raises. And if that one isn't palatable, they say, well, then let's just link this thing to the Consumer Price Index, which is what is used for setting the pay for our state legislature.
Now, there is also something in there about being able to run for a higher office. What's that all about?
Yeah, indeed. The charter says that if you are a member of the county council, you cannot run for another elected office unless you resign. Now, we've seen this happen a few times. Most notably, we saw Wayne Fontana, who is now a state senator. He was a county councilman. He had to resign his seat before he could officially run. Now, he did some kind of, you know, things in the background before officially announcing his campaign. But of course, he had to get out before he could run. I spoke to Council President John DeFazio and Council Member Charles Martoni about this idea. They are, Paul, the only two individuals that have been members of the Allegheny County Council since its inception. First, let's hear from John DeFazio.
In my case, I never intended to run for anything else. But I think they should be like everyone else. Everybody else has a right to run. I think they should have the same opportunity.
And here's Charles Martoni, who is very focused on the idea of keeping that county council as a citizens' council, which was what was envisioned by the framers of the Home Rule Charter.
I think it's good the way it is, okay? That if they want to run for another office, they should, in fact, resign and run for that office. I think that's a good thing.
And does that go again to this idea of having a citizens' council?
We don't want a council where people are there to elevate themselves to another position, whether it's a state senator, a state legislature, whatever it might be. I think it's good the way it is.
And finally, I spoke to Annette Scheimer. She's the president of the League of Women Voters of Greater Pittsburgh. She's been following this for a very long time and has a little bit of insight.
When they were drafting the Home Rule Charter, the state legislators said, don't give us competition. So I would like to see them be able to run because that's how we get them, how we move people along. And I think that would be very valuable.
And Paul, there was a provision that did not get into this. The commission took input from all of the county commissioners, and Jim Roddy, who was the original county executive, county executive.
Hey, it's old habits die hard.
15 years, and I still can't get it out of my system, I suppose. He said, you know what? There is a system right now where there are 13 Allegheny County Council members that are elected by district and 2 at-large members, and he says, let's get rid of those at-large members.
Well, the purpose of having at large was to ensure that that both parties would be represented on the council. And in the case of if one party, let's say the Democrats, won all the 13 districts, then a Republican would at least have an opportunity to be on council by having an at large. That's turned out not to be necessary because several of the districts, probably 5 or 6 of them, trend to be Republican, and we've had as many as 7 Republicans on the council. So I think those seats could be eliminated. I think 15 is too large a body to begin with for that size government. So I think 13 would be perfect, and I don't think there's a need for the at-large anymore.
Well, let me break that down into 2 ideas then. Why do you think 15 is just too unwieldy and 13 wouldn't be?
Actually, if I had a perfect council, it would be 9, but 13 districts works out to having one representative for each 100,000 people in the county. So I think that's a good size constituency, and one person would have difficulty taking care of a larger constituency because they don't have big staffs, and so they have to do a lot of the work themselves.
Now, there is much more in here than just the pay and the inner workings of county council. I understand that tomorrow you will be looking at some public safety recommendations. What's on tap?
Yeah, this is where things get a little bit more controversial. Now, the first recommendation in this is rather benign. It's just a call to help the sheriff look for more grant money to take away some of the pressure that the sheriff's department has on the county budget. So they're looking at things like finding grant money for training, maybe for new equipment. The county sheriff tells me it's a little bit harder to find those things these days because of the budget problems at the state level and at the federal level. But there might be something else out there. So the commission said, let's form some sort of a group to help look for that. Now, the much more controversial one is a suggestion to form a committee, and I'll stress, form a committee at this point, to look at merging the county police department with the county sheriff's department. County police help with investigations for municipalities. They can respond to emergency calls. They take care of things out at the airport. The sheriff technically works as an arm of the courts. However, in Allegheny County, the sheriff's department is a little bit different than in any other county in Pennsylvania in that their officers are trained to act as if they are regular police officers, as if they are first responders. So they can work a detail in an emergency. They can do investigations. They have all of that training. Now, this would be a huge step for the county if this were to happen. If these two things, these two entities, the county police department and the county sheriff's department, were to come together. It's only a recommendation, as I said, for further study. But it would be a big task. And the commission just said, you know what, we're not quite ready for that.
So what does the county executive, Rich Fitzgerald, say about it?
Well, right now he's not saying a whole heck of a lot about it other than he wants to make sure that the people of the county are well served. He's not taking a position on one side or the other. I spoke to him last about 3 days ago when this was all pretty fresh to him. Perhaps he's changed his thinking at this point, but I have not spoken to him recently. More importantly, though, is the question of who would run a combined office. Would this be an elected position, or would this be a person that would be appointed by the county executive? County Police Commissioner was not made available to me through the executive's office, but I did have a chance to talk to Sheriff Bill Mullen.
This country is founded on a system of checks and balances. You know, I think in the, this goes back in my history memory, but, you know, Madison and Hamilton, you know, in the Federalist Papers talked about interest against interest, ambition against ambition, so that one form of government doesn't get too powerful. Plus, the big factor is that, you know, we serve papers for the judges, you know, and so we're an arm of the court. So there's an inherent conflict if we're going to answer to a chief executive by an appointed position, and, you know, now that we operate independently, what if, you know, there's going to be a decision to be made if the chief executive disagrees with a court order handed down, you know, by the judges. And so what are we going to do in that? We're an arm of the court. Who do we answer to? I mean, that's going to cause an inherent conflict, a conflict of interest. And I think that's what was all to be avoided when the Constitution was formed. If you look at the Northampton as one of the two counties in Pennsylvania that have appointed positions, their first appointed sheriff, they get rid of him in 1 year. And that begs the question, why? Did he disagree with the chief executive or the commissioners? I mean, it should remain an independent office. I mean, the control is still there through the county manager and through the chief executive by controlling the budget.
Now, Paul, if this commission is formed, I think this is going to be something to really keep an eye on in the coming months. So I want to just add a little bit more kind of context to this. When you think about the argument between appointed and elected, there is no requirement that an elected sheriff have any law enforcement background. Now, in Allegheny County, it has always been that case. But there is nothing in the state law that says a sheriff must have that type of experience. Also, it's very hard to remove an elected official. I think we're seeing that right now playing out at the state level. The only real way that you can get rid of someone is through another election. And that means that you could be saddled with somebody in a sheriff's office that you don't really want to have around for at least another 4 years.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. We're talking with 90.5 WESA's Mark Neutbar about the Allegheny County Government Reform Commission releasing its final report and the recommendations that they've come up with. So we have recommendations for the way the elected officials are treated and the way public safety is run. What else is in the report from the Allegheny County Government Review Commission?
Well, one of the other stories that we pulled out from these 23 recommendations, Allegheny County has an ethics commission, and they are charged with looking at those disclosure forms that everybody has to fill out. They're also in charge of looking at any complaints that come in. However, the commission does not have the ability to launch their own investigations. So if they hear of something from somebody, or they hear something on Essential Pittsburgh and they think we need to investigate this, they can't. Or if they're investigating person A and find out that person B is doing something, you know, a little bit on the edge, they can't launch another investigation because that all has to remain confidential. So the review commission is just saying, give them that ability.
So what happens to the report?
Well, that's a very interesting question. It was released to the people and given to the county executive Tuesday. It will be given to the county council next week. But these, Paul, are only recommendations. There is nothing binding in this. So one of the things that the commission is asking for is that there be a formal review in 1 year and that there be a formal review in 5 years to update the people on how much has been done, has anything been done, and what is going on with these recommendations.
90.5 WESA's Mark Neutbar joining us to talk about the Allegheny County Government Reform Commission's final report. Mark, great thanks.
Thank you.
Coming up, we'll discuss new research that suggests early detection could be the key in ensuring that dyslexic students receive the services they need to succeed. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.